fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 20th day of May, 2006. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been very gratifying these past 11 days, I guess it's been, since I appeared on Frank Whalen's show and Zeff Daniels. I was talking to a woman about 4 or 5 hours ago. She downloaded the Zeff Daniels interview. On this, I have to apologize. I'm pretty technologically challenged, but she downloaded it on this device that she can carry with her and listen to it on. And I think she was up to maybe her 5th or 6th time listening to that particular interview. I'm getting similar reports from all over the country, emails from Australia wanting to buy copies of my little monograph, 16 pages, titled No Need for Panic. It's been very gratifying. It's kept me busy packaging this stuff up, talking to all of you, getting this stuff out in the mail. It's been interesting to see the responses from different sectors. I had lunch with a gentleman, dear friend of mine for 27 years the other day. I gave him a copy of No Need for Panic. He's worked hard to get where he is, and his response comes from a number of mostly men, some women, but mostly men who've worked very hard their entire adult life to achieve whatever professional status they've achieved in their chosen career. Very hard. Very hard work. Many, many years. And they don't want to see the achievements that they've worked so hard to acquire evaporate and go away overnight. And have to go to essentially living a third world lifestyle in the absence of all the modern conveniences, having their social status taken away from them, their professional status taken away from them by these coming events. We can talk about these matters and more. We'll be back right after the break.
We'll be right back. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 20th day of May, 2006. I guess I need to remind myself that we always have new listeners who don't have a clue who John Moore is. My website is thelibertyman.com, and very briefly, the 60-second Reader's Digest version. I entered military intelligence in 1967, did a three-year tour of duty, active psychological warfare in Vietnam as an intelligence analyst, Special Forces of the United States, 6th Group, doing studies, classified studies of the Middle East terrorists. Last 33 years, I start my 34th year next month. I've been a homicide detective, private investigator, and I still am a homicide detective and private investigator. Just got an assignment 2 days ago to defend the life of a young man who, if convicted, could receive 6 life sentences if he was convicted on all 6 counts. I'm a man who's done serious things with serious consequences for a long, long time. And I have a trained and disciplined mind that knows how to analyze whatever it might come up. Topic at hand, of course, and an ongoing topic of this show and many of the people who listen is preparedness. Yes, I frequently talk about the deception of global warming and the consequences of what we're looking at in the near future with rising ocean levels. The underlying theme for this program and for John Moore is preparedness. With or without global warming, in my opinion, everyone is always at risk of something, regardless of where your home might be. It could be tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, flooding. These things present a risk for everybody, everywhere. And if you think the government will help you in a severe crisis of the nature I'm just describing, you're going to be very disappointed. Yes, help will eventually show up in some fashion. And the worse the crisis, the less the help will be of the kind and type that you need, and certainly won't be in a timely manner. 3 days without potable drinking water is a very long time and presents severe health threats. The RBN Live website has a number of products which would be helpful in getting prepared. You'd be well advised to check them out. Potable water is not an option. You don't have access to potable drinking water, you're going to get sick real quick. You're going to dehydrate from lack of water, or you're going to get very sick from drinking dirty water. That's basically the two options. And this happens in a matter of 2 to 3 days, very quickly. This is a live call-in show, and we're here to answer your questions, have discussions, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I've been asked by my lovely engineer to make the following announcement, that from noon till 7 p.m., you can listen to RBN Live at the following single side band frequency, 6.890. And we have a new feature that if you have trouble getting internet access, if you have trouble with the shortwave, there's another option to listen to RBN Live. It's not toll free, but if you can afford an AT&T calling card at less than 3 cents per minute, you can listen for less than 3 cents per minute at the following number, area code 512-646-0396. I say again, 512-646-0396. Preparedness, ladies and gentlemen, that's my theme. That's the ongoing underlying topic of this program. First and foremost, spiritual preparedness. We know from interviewing the men who survived the POW camps in World War II in Korea and Vietnam, we know that men who have a strong spiritual foundation, a strong spiritual belief system, are the ones most likely to survive hard times. We know that. It's not even a debatable fact. It's not. You would be well advised, all of you ladies and gentlemen, to get your spiritual house in order if you want to survive hard times. This goes for your friends and loved ones as well. Absolutely it does. Next comes skills. I know so many people, and I had my first paid consultation where I took money from people to help them survive hard times. 30 years ago this summer, 1976. So many men and many women, but the men are worse for it, quite frankly, get involved in what I refer to as the quote-unquote, you store it concept of survival. Buy enough stuff, store it in a safe place, and you're ready to go. No, I don't think so. No, several semi-tractor trailer loads full of food, ammunition, hardware, radio equipment, medical supplies is great. However, in the absence of skills, it's not going to do you very much good. What skills do you need? You need the skills of an EMT paramedic. You need the skills of a ham radio operator. You need the skills of a backpacker. When I talk about camping, I'm not talking about going out with a $25,000 RV with air conditioning, color TV, and frozen pizza. I'm talking about going out with everything on your back that you need to live. You need the skills of a backpacker, how to keep clean in the field. Field hygiene is not an option. Improper hygiene will kill you just as quick as an enemy bullet. Field hygiene is not an option. You can't learn this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, by reading a book. Think you can, you're going to become a casualty. You can't learn it after the crisis commences. If you think you can, you will become a casualty. Owning firearms does not make you a marksman. Owning firearms does not give you a combat mindset. Now, I can go on in the local art supply store and buy everything that Pablo Picasso bought 100 years ago. That's not going to make me an artist, is it? Owning stuff doesn't translate into having the proper skills to use them. You think it does, you'll become a casualty. Learning skills takes time. It takes weeks, months, and years to have skill levels in some of these areas. Think you're going to pick up a sophisticated piece of two-way radio equipment and use it like a cell phone, you'll become a casualty. Think you can buy a $1,000 M14 M1A rifle and let it sit in the closet, it's not going to translate into rifleman skills. Acquiring skills takes time and practice, and if you have to pay for instruction, it's going to take some money to learn these skills, many of which can be learned at the local junior college. Many local junior colleges provide excellent EMT courses. You don't have to become an EMT to take the EMT paramedic course. It will help you keep alive and help save other people's lives if you do, especially if you have the equipment to go along with your newly acquired skills. I see no inconsistency between my message and the messages of what's going on all over Republic Broadcasting Network. All these different talk show hosts, these different guests talking about the things going on out there with the New World Order, these different issues facing us as a nation and families as individuals. No inconsistencies whatsoever, because the underlying theme of John Moore is preparedness. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Get ready for what's coming at you, because you'll be a lot better off the more preparation you make. There's an old saying of Colonel Hackworth, who was truly a patriot and a gentleman and one of my personal mentors. In fact, I did a show with Colonel Hackworth. I guess it's been, '04, I guess it was, nationwide TV show. We were both being interviewed. The guy who set it up, at the network, they thought that they would get Colonel Hackworth and I to get some kind of argument. That's what they hoped, anyway. It makes good TV. There's almost nothing I disagreed with Colonel Hackworth. But one of Colonel Hackworth's quotations in his book called About Face? Yeah, I think it was About Face. The more you bleed on the training field, the less you bleed on the battlefield. You know, bleeding in training is not fun, but usually it's not life-threatening. Sweating and bleeding on the training field is expected. We lost a couple of men on training exercises when I was in the Green Berets. It was tragic. But when you do training that simulates combat conditions, you're going to lose people occasionally, as much as you try not to. The more you train, the harder you train, the more you sweat while training, the better chance you're going to have of survival. This is a live call-in show. We got a caller waiting here. We talk about anything you want to. You set the agenda. And we have Ken in Virginia. Ken, are you there, sir?
John,
hold on, Ken. You came on right at the break. You got a break? Hold on. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk just a bit here about do-it-yourselfguns.com, DIYguns.com. One-stop shopping for kits to build your own firearms. Now, these 1911 kits that Frank has up here with DIYguns.com are very special. Everything you need is included. Now, this is the working man's pistol, quite frankly. I've got here in front of me the 2006 Gun Digest, and right on page 262, you've got the least expensive new Colt 1911, $870. Now, how about $325? How about that? DIYguns.com, they have a toll-free number, 800-959-4294, 800-959-4294. That's Delta India Yankee, DIYguns.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 20th day of May, 2006. And we were just about to talk to Ken when the break started. Ken, are you still there?
Yes. Most everyone knows that Republican Representative James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is getting a lot of credit for getting this bill against to try to control the border. Borders rather than get into the guest worker, which is passed the House. And so he's a pretty good guy, according to his reputation here. But it turns out, and this is what people need to know in general about a lot of these people, that he's really not such a good guy as, he's sponsoring something that is appears to be pretty good right now. But TomFlacco.com, Tom Flacco is a long-time researcher, and he's got a lot of information about what Sensenbrenner has done over the years, and he's been kind of a rhino, a Republican in name only, and has used his office to enrich himself in a number of ways.
I'm shocked.
Yeah,
and, a congressman but enriching himself.
Right, buddy. So he's like kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. It sounds like he's good in some places. In other ways, he's not bad, good. But more recently, he's got a draft legislation that would require Internet service providers to deliver records of users surfing to the federal government. The ostensible target is kiddie porn. but actually the real target is the Americans of freedom to explore the Internet and ideas and privacy, because a few people in government think they know better what we should be doing. And Sensenbrenner's bill would make it a felony for anyone to have a link on any part of their site that printed that pointed to kiddie porn, which would implicate website operators and bloggers in a criminal conspiracy because of comment spam that includes such links. And the jails aren't big enough to imprison everyone, every web manager to do this. So he's getting in on this police state stuff along with his other actions. So this is what people, and I think people in Wisconsin particularly should look it up and expose this. Because while it's good that the House is at least trying to do something about the borders, but Sensenbrenner now, in the case of Hyde, who's now leaving Congress, the chairman of the former
Henry Hyde.
Yeah, Henry Hyde. Right. He was pretty good on the subject of education. He said the school to work. Bill was the greatest socialist granddaddy of them all, which was a good statement. And recently he's come out, interestingly, for discussions with Iran before going to war. But as everyone knows, he also made this speech saying that they should consider having the Atlantic Hemisphere and under one roof. So that's a problem. These people, that's the way they cover their tails. Sometimes they sponsor things that look pretty good, but on other ways, we need to pin their ears back where they're wrong. So I just wanted to call your attention on Sensenbrenner to people in Wisconsin. Give them the business. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the heads up there, Ken.
Right.
Ken's statement is, of course, valid and has merit on one hand. On the other, I encourage people to be very judicious in expending resources, resources being time and money. If you think you're going to correct this at the ballot box by electing the good guys, quite frankly, I think it's a pipe dream, in my opinion. Obviously, when you go to the ballot box, the vote polling place, you should clearly vote for the best man or woman, regardless of the party. At the national level, however, I think it was George Wallace who said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats. Most of the time, for most of these men and women, it's very true, sadly and unfortunately. There's only about maybe 20. Congressman Ron Paul has a small coalition of maybe 19 men and women who will vote the way the Constitution says to vote. It's a tiny, tiny percentage. They've been marginalized by not getting decent committee assignments. And that's simply the way it is. I don't see any resolution. I think it's going to have to run its course, this capturing of the U.S. government by people who do not understand or vote the way the Constitution says they should. There's only about 18 or 19 things in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution that Congress can spend money on. Anything else is unconstitutional, which is basically most of the federal budget, quite frankly. Probably, I don't have any exact numbers, but probably three-quarters of what Congress spends money on, they have no constitutional authority to do so. James Madison wrote Article 1, Section 8, and he lived long enough and was in Washington, D.C. long enough to see the opening descriptive phase talking about the general welfare be used as justification to spend money anytime, any way they want. Another break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 20th day of May, 2006. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about geopolitical matters, if you like. I know a lot of you guys out there like to call in with your questions about firearms and ammunition and ballistics and so forth. And, of course, we can entertain those calls as well. The call-in number, toll-free, 800-313-9443. My number to order product. Don't call during the show, obviously. It's 866-965-3007. And I need to tell you about the freeze-dry guy. He's so covered up up there in Grass Valley, California. Freeze-dry guy hasn't had time to answer, to even return my calls recently. Just covered up with orders. Check out the competition first. I always encourage people to see what they got. The quality of the freeze-dried food for long-term storage. And then check their prices, and after you do that, check out the freeze-dry guy. You'll be glad you did. He's got a website, of course, freezedryguy.com, and a telephone number, 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. Let the freeze-dry guy know that you heard about him on the John Moore Show. We'll appreciate that. And before we go to our next call, just a real brief discussion on, this is a long title, the KT Ordnance, Whiskey Day, Memorial, Machine Gun Shoot, 80% Gun Build, and Ice Cream Social. Now, that's the third week of July. If you want to attend, you need to get your reservations in to ktordnance.com. No I, ktordnance.com. Talk to Rick up there. We're trying to set up a seminar for me to do street survival skills and concealed carry training. If we get enough students, we will. If we don't, we won't. The number for KT Ordnance is 406-834-3611. I say again, 406-834-3611. Talk to Rick. He'll be glad to talk to you about building your own firearm, beginning with a frame machined from a solid billet of steel. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Colt, Smith & Wesson, and Glock don't do that. They don't start with a solid billet of steel. It costs too much. Live call-in show. The number is 800-313-9443, and we got Chipmunk in California. Chipmunk, haven't heard from me for 7 or 8 months. How you been?
Fine, sir. Thank you very much. Although I've been listening, I didn't want to call in until I had something I thought might be pertinent to add to the discussion.
Go ahead.
I would like to say that your commentary leading up to the break was possibly the best summary of what's going on that I've ever heard. It is absolutely right on target. You boil things down so well. As I've said to my associates many times, the easy money combined with the materialism and possessions and combined with the endless entertainment have acted as a morphine to keep the patient asleep.
Absolutely.
And once that's removed, possibly the people will wake up and reclaim their country. I think that's sort of one hope I have. I wanted to call in a tip that occurred to me this week. A survival tip. I put on a little weight over the winter, not much, a little fat, you know, and so I've been taking it off just by lowering my caloric intake and knocking off the sweets and maybe a little more exercise. And
there you go.
And my tip is this to people is spend a little time being hungry. Because I've done this for a long time. I can take weight off pretty at will. And being hungry feels good, for one thing, a little bit. I'm not talking about ravenous starving.
Right.
I'm talking about just a little bit hungry. And even though we know you will have your supplies, you won't be eating the lavish meals that we're accustomed to eating. And I think it is a very beneficial thing, not only for your health, but for your alertness. It seems
change
like
your attitude, can it?
Yes, and I've noticed my thinking's clearer. I actually have more energy. I'm lighter on my feet. I'm talking about just being a little bit hungry. I'm not talking about being ravenous.
Let me tell you a little story about being hungry. Gentleman I worked with, a criminal defense lawyer who was at the top of his career for a couple of decades. His peers routinely voted him the best criminal defense lawyer in eastern Missouri. When we had a jury trial coming up, and I was his trial assistant the last 7 years of his career, he would, for breakfast, have a piece of toast and maybe a cup of coffee, where normally he would eat bacon and eggs and toast and juice and coffee. But going in the jury trial, he went in hungry. He wanted that edge. He knew, and he was a former POW, World War II POW also. He knew that being slightly hungry gave him a mental edge, made him more aggressive in the courtroom, and that's exactly where he wanted to be.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
So, that's a good tip, Chipmunk. And let me tell you what John Moore's definition of being hungry is, because I've been there. Being hungry is knowing that there's armed men that want to hurt you between where you are and where the food is.
Yes.
That's my definition of being hungry, and it's not something that I have to ponder and think about and wonder about. I know that, and I've been there, and it's not a fun place to be.
Yeah. Well, you're the best, Mr. Moore, and I'll always be out here listening, and I thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. Bruce in Illinois, are you there, sir? Bruce, speak up.
Yeah, John.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, a couple of shows back, you made the comment that you felt there was a need for a good 12-gauge semi-auto shotgun.
Did I make that comment?
Yeah, you was making the comment that maybe KT Ordnance or DIY Guns might come up with something someday. And,
I've been talking to Rick up there, and he's always looking out to the future, but go ahead with your comment.
Well, I realize that that's going to take time to develop. And
I know what I was talking about now, this current issue to the Navy SEAL. Yeah,
yes.
There is one, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to get my hands on one yet, but it does exist.
Well, I actually ran across, just by accident, a possible low-cost alternative that may be acceptable.
And that is?
That is a Sega 12.
Oh, yeah, the magazine-fed?
Yeah, it's a magazine-fed semi-auto based
on
the Kalashnikov design.
Yeah, the Kalashnikov action, yeah. Have you had a chance to try one? How do you like it?
I actually haven't had a chance to try out the Sega 12, but from what I have seen on the other models, I think they're going to be pretty good. They're fairly low cost. They're based on the Kalashnikov design, which is a fairly reliable design. But I think, if they're looking like they're going to be selling between $350 and $400, and they're getting ready to bring a container into the country.
Well, who's bringing it in? Is it Century Arms, or do you know?
Well, no, it's the company that now represents Sega in the United States.
Okay.
It's
Russian-American
arms company, something like that.
That
would
make sense. I think they're advertising on the back page, back cover of the Shotgun News frequently.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, well, they have an attractive young woman with a short skirt on, so it always gets my attention.
Okay. Okay, well, anyhow, I think that might be a low-cost alternative. But, John, there was something else that I heard that I'm hoping perhaps you could confirm. Is Russia now building some helicopters, their military helicopters, in Mexico?
I haven't heard that. I haven't had any information on that at all.
Okay.
That would be news to me. Now, of course, we need to define here, get clarification. Building helicopters are assembling parts. Now, parts assembly is fairly low-tech and doesn't require nearly the engineering that building the parts does. Assembling the parts and building the parts is two different things.
Yeah, well, I guess to clarify, what my understanding is, whether they're assembled here, when they get done, they will have a completed helicopter sitting in Mexico.
Well, I know for a fact, because I talked to a high-ranking enlisted man who was in a Russian military base in Mexico. I know for a fact the Russians do have a military presence in Mexico. Now, it might be, we don't know. Are they bringing helicopters in partly disassembled or bringing in crates full of parts? I might have some sources I could check into and see if we can get clarification.
Well, see,
on
the reason why it's concerned is because it makes sense to me. Now, my impression was that they were actually building them here. Now, whether it's assembling or making them from the bottom up, I don't know. But, if they're going to bring and actually, say, assemble or manufacture helicopters in North America, that's my opinion. They're going to be using them here in North America.
Well, clearly they wouldn't be selling them to the Mexican government, at least not in any serious quantities, because they don't have the money or the need for any large numbers of military aircraft.
No, but see, they're supposedly going to start making them in quantity or assembling them in quantity. And that's just a concern to me because, you don't have to be a military genius to understand that they're going to be making them here in this area. They're planning on having them here.
Well, clearly that's the case. And I'm just trying, while you're talking, I'm thinking about, there's a commercial aspect to what the Russian military does in terms of fabricating and selling weapons systems. And there's certainly the possibility that they could fabricate. A helicopter is not just a helicopter. It's an entire system of communications and armaments and spare parts and engineering packages that go with it. There would be quite a substantial market in Central and South America in total.
I do realize you're talking about Venezuela. You're talking about Nicaragua. I don't know who else is down in there that's in basically the communist pocket, but
any military is going to have some needs for that kind of airlift capability. It's hard to say. It's something certainly to check out there, Bruce.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon. And we got Bert in North Carolina. Are you there, sir?
Mr. Moore.
Go ahead.
Yes, I enjoy your show. Thank you for your service to our country. I live in coastal North Carolina, and we are preparing to move. Don't know exactly where we want to move to. We've investigated a lot of areas. I've read Joel Skousen's book, Strategic Relocation, and I've read Dare to Prepare, Holly Deo's book. What are your recommendations for the best areas of America? What type of criteria would you look for in a good area to relocate to, considering what we think is coming? And,
Skousen's book is probably one of the best in print that you'll find anywhere. Now, what I'm seeing from the Navy veterans that I'm interviewing, especially submarine veterans, but Navy veterans in general, there's a lot of Navy veterans that have knowledge about the rising ocean levels. They're choosing the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks for a number of reasons. The distance from large bodies of water, the elevation above sea level, the distance from large population centers, the temperate climate, all these things factor in to why they're choosing the Missouri-Arkansas Ozarks. Now, the state you're in, I lived in North Carolina with Special Forces at Bragg for a year and a half. It's a beautiful state, and the mountains are very safe when it comes to elevation temperate climate. However, here's the however. You're not that far from tens of millions of potential refugees on the East Coast. And that's the real deficiency with the Appalachian Mountains. As beautiful as they are, they're not all that remote. Within a one fuel tank in a common automobile, you can get to where there's tens of millions of people who would become refugees. So the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks present a fairly good package of all the things that people interested in what you're talking about are looking for. The main deficiency would be lack of employment, depending on what your skills are and how much you're willing to sacrifice. Making a living down here in the Ozarks is not easy. And there's scattered factory-type jobs that people will commute long distances to. Various professionals, people raise cattle, people raise horses. There's not much agriculture going on, quite frankly, in terms of row crops. It's just not kind of area where you can do that. So that's what I lead people towards, the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, for the reasons I just stated. It's an individual decision. You need to do your homework and do what makes sense for you and your family.
Well, I have been for several years preparing, and we have here at my house, I am right at the back door of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and we've had, in the last 10 years, 6 direct hurricane hits here at my home, and, of course, have spent lots of money on shingles and things like that. So we want to get away from the coast for sure. We're really tired of it. But also, the base is gobbling up land around here, and things are changing rapidly, And I tell you, it's just not the same area that it was just a few years ago. And I understand Camp Lejeune is one of the 25 mega bases now with all the base closures. And, I mean, hundreds of thousands of acres are being taken around here and all kinds of restrictive covenants on what you can do close to the base. And they really discourage any kind of growth and kind of telling you what you can do with your land and all kinds of joint land use.
If I can interrupt here, Bert, out where I live, there's no building codes. If I want to build a shed or a barn or even a house, I don't have to get any building permits, have any inspections. I just build it to suit myself, thank you very much, and move on down the road.
Wow, that sounds like heaven compared to here.
Yep.
What town are you located near so I can do some research about the general area?
Well, I don't refer people to my area specifically.
I understand.
Quite frankly, where I live, it's real tough to do much of anything.
Right. Well, I'm at a stage in life.
The geographical area that comprises the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is thousands of square miles, straddling the border between Arkansas and Missouri. It is thousands of square miles.
Well, I really appreciate the advice and the insight, and my wife and I are preparing to move, and fortunately we're at a stage in life where our kids are grown and we don't have to make a whole lot of money anymore. We can get by on a little bit. So.
You can live cheap down here. You can you'll be very pleasantly surprised at the at what land and homes are going for.
My taxes here jumped 325% between the last evaluation and this one. Land that was $5,000 an acre 5 years ago is now $40,000 or $50,000 an acre here. We're near the ocean and everything's going crazy.
Hey, Bert, take the money and run.
I think I need to do that. Well, Bert, John, thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
And have a good...
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Good luck. Joe in Massachusetts, are you there, sir?
Oh,
Joe, hold on. We got a break coming up. Hold on, Joe. Be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special announcement. This is for the 2006 Whiskey Day Memorial Machine Gun Shoot, 80% Gun Build and Ice Cream Social. Now, as you can tell, Richard Saletta up there with KT Ordnance has a sense of humor. This is a lot of fun. I'll be doing a seminar on Tuesday, July 18th. The seminar will be on street survival skills, concealed carry, proper use of deadly force, $125. Your spouse can get in for another $50. Spouses of law enforcement, military, fire EMS personnel can get in for $25. We're trying to make this as doable as possible for everybody. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be some home-cooked country and cowboy cooking. A lot of events all week long. Go to ktordnance.com. That's Kilo Tango Ordnance, no I, .com. Telephone number is 406-834-3611. I say again, 406-834-3611. Thank you very much.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's near the end of the show here. Later this week, but next week, I'm going to be planting some grapevines. I'm going to be spraying them down with Heartland microbes. Biozymag.com. I'm a lot of things: homicide detective, former special forces trooper, and all that fun stuff. Growing things that for food is really not my expertise. I've been talking to Stan over at BiozymeAg.com about how do you grow stuff and have some hope it's going to survive. And and I'm learning. The website's www.biozymeag.com. You can get your microbes. Doesn't matter what you're growing. Tomatoes, fruit trees, ornamentals. It's even good for livestock and dogs and cattle and so forth. Your fish tank. I'll be planting these grapes and hopefully having some grapes to harvest in a year or two without any additional chemicals or insecticides or pesticides, herbicides. You just don't need that stuff when you use these microbes. You need to check it out. If you're interested in growing your own fruits and vegetables or having any livestock, you need to check out Heartland Enterprises, biozymeag.com. They have a phone number. It's 785-628-6435. Joe, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what's on your mind today?
First of all, last week you mentioned a coastal report, nine-page report, I guess.
It's No Need for Panic, 16 pages.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I tried to call you about four times during the week, and maybe I got the wrong number wrong. I got an 866 number.
866-965-3007.
965-3007. Okay.
Right.
I
yeah.
had the number wrong.
Well, it's been real busy, and Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 is probably a good time to call, or early evening, maybe up until 7 o'clock Central or so.
Sounds good.
I'm getting some interesting assignments, and I'm getting covered up myself with trying to keep people out of jail the rest of their life. And there's a lot of meetings involved with various attorneys and outside psychological professionals that we consult with to defend these young men charged with a serious crime. So I might be in a meeting. And if I am, I'll ask you to call back in an hour or two.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I have a couple of comments. On
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah.
Real quick.
The man a couple of calls back. Lifespan can be increased one-third, they have found, by giving mice a low-calorie diet. So it's really good to cut down on the amount people eat. And not eat too much.
One of the best books in that regard is Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and I agree.
I've heard of that one.
Yep, that's one of the best ones. My wife, Dr. Moore, highly recommends it.
I can't remember the name.
I don't recall the author, but Eat Right for Your Blood Type, that's the title.
Yeah. Another thing, because I'm into nutrition, cayenne pepper will sharpen a person's mind also. I had some
excellent.
Of that.
It also stops bleeding. Thank you for your call, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
I think we're out of time, and we didn't get to our last caller. Ray in Texas, you're going to have to call back next week because we're simply out of time. Once again, this hour just flies by. Get your training, get your skills, get your spiritual house in order, ladies and gentlemen. While you got time, you don't want to regret not having done it some future date. You all be safe and God bless America.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.